Hi, I'm Rich Bowen, and this is The Voice of Apache. Projects at the Apache Software Foundation are managed by project management committees, or PMCs, and each PMC has a chair that's assigned particular duties within that project. In this interview, I'm talking with Shane Kirkaru, who is currently serving as PMC chair on the Apache WMSE project. He'll be telling us a little bit about the role of a PMC chair. My next victim is Shane, who's been around the Apache Software Foundation forever. And in this particular interview, we'll be talking about his PMC chair hat, his VP of Apache WMSE.
So I'm Shane Kirkaru. I've been involved at the ASF since November 1999 was my first email to an Apache project. And I've done a number of roles, including Vice President of Brand Management and Director and actually Chair. But today I wanted to talk about being the Vice President of a project. So I am indeed the Vice President of the Apache WMSE PMC, and thus the PMC Chair. WMSE is a project that does a number of internal tools for the ASF. So you may not have heard of that project, but we operate the same way as other PMCs do at Apache.
Now we have this weird thing at Apache where the PMC chair has two roles. One is administrative and one is technical, sort of. You know, the PMC does technical direction, but it also does this administrative stuff. Can you talk about those two roles and what implication that has specifically for the chair?
The chair of the committee, so we always have a committee of 3 to 10 or 30 or a lot of people, and we set the direction of the project on the technical side. And in that role, the chair is just like any other PMC member. There's no difference. We're all presumably coders or documenters or people who've thought about the future of the project, and we're working to improve the project, whether it's deciding what to do next or actually doing the work. And in that role, the chair is just like everybody else in the PMC. The other side is that the ASF ensures that projects are vendor neutral, that we're independent projects. And the way we do that is that PMCs will report back to the board once a quarter how they've been doing. So the board can understand, is the PMC making new software? Do they have problems in their community? Are they losing people? So on that side, the board has a regular meetings and expects a report due at a certain time. And of course, as we know from many situations, asking a committee to make a solid decision on a timeline is a difficult question. So one of the reasons that we have a chair is that the chair is the conduit to the board, essentially. Really, the PMC should come up with a report of, here's how we're doing the past quarter. But it's really the chair who is responsible at the end of the day to make sure that gets to the board, and also to make sure that if the board has questions about our report or how we're doing or wants to, you know, ask if we need more resources, then the chair can be the person who can bring that back to the PMC, and then the PMC can discuss.
Why are you in this role? What's your personal reason for accepting, for volunteering for this role?
There's the embarrassing answer is, at one period in our PMC, we did not have many active people, and the chair was overwhelmed and said, I'm leaving, we need somebody else. And I was the only person who said, okay, I'll do it. Which is the embarrassing reason. The good reason is because this actually is a passionate project for me. I've enjoyed coding on it, which I haven't gotten to do enough. And it's also a set of tools that I use myself, along with many people, directors, as well as other committers at Apache use WMSE tools. So I'm like, yes, I will make sure to do this little bit of administrivia to make sure we communicate with the board and make sure we're sort of long-term still doing good stuff. So that's why I stepped up to this role. It's really not that big of a deal. It's just at least being cognizant every quarter, how is this project doing? And write it down. And then occasionally, not very often, the board will have a question and just make sure it gets answered. It's really not that much. It's just making sure to coordinate the rest of the PMC to get this information together.
And this is, of course, really exactly the same question, but if somebody's involved in an Apache project, why would they want to step into this role? Are there particular skills that they might need, or is it just available to pretty much anyone?
So this is, of course, every project has their own way of of looking at merit and who's done things for the project. So it's within your project, right? Some projects have a neat system, which I like, where essentially the chair is meant to be a year-long role, and they explicitly plan to rotate through members. Now, of course, the PMCs usually vote on who will be next, but some PMCs essentially sort of say, oh, why don't we have this person be next? Why don't we have that person be next? Which is great. Some PMCs tend to have the same chair for a while. The good thing about being chair is it makes you pause just every now and then to think about the whole project, not just what you've been doing on the project, but maybe what the sub-projects are doing, or maybe what how people are talking about your project in conferences and out in the world. So it sort of makes you pause just once a quarter, every 3 months, to say, what's the big picture about our project? Write it down, and that's good to think about. And it also gives you some exposure to the board, because occasionally the board will send a note to all chairs saying, hey, this is some strategic thing that's coming up or some new service we have. And that gives you a little bit of other insight into how the rest of the ASF works. So that's another really cool thing about being chair, is seeing a little bit more about how other projects work.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you for that overview.
Thanks a lot. And if you're in a PMC, then definitely think about, you know, who's helping to organize, and sign up if you want to see a little bit more about how Apache works.